This is the Don and Mike Show.
So keep watching Jeopardy 24 hours a day and call this number. You dumb son of a bitch. You don't watch it 24 hours a day. Hi, I'm Alex Trebek. And
son of a bitch.
Huh?
Hey.
Run that by me again. I don't understand it. I didn't pause. All right, let's start cutting. There's a daily cash prize of $1,000 and $5, $10. Oh, son of a bitch. Somebody going to tell me why? Here's a little hint. Pick up. Take one.
$25,000.
It's all on the same tape. Or they're going to lose it. $25,000, $50,000, $25,000, $50,000, $100,000, dollars. Well, I'm not quite ready, so I'm going to do it now. Dollars. It's for you. No shit. Call now and play. Phone Jeopardy. You. You.
Yeah.
You. You.
Alex.
And them, too.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, everyone. This is Alex Trebek. Listening to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara is really putting yourself in jeopardy. So I never do it.
Thank you, Alex.
On the other side of the fleshy fun bridge, you will find the Don and Mike Show.
And thank you, Dude Walker. Buzz Girdley.
Yes.
We never asked you last night.
How it went?
Oh, yeah, the big birthday with Marcia.
Buzz's
French wife, Marcia, celebrated her birthday yesterday.
That's right.
And Buzz was going to go home and nail her to the cross. I mean, just, you know what I mean, nail her.
The incurable romantic speaks again.
That was the plan.
Only you can take a romantic evening and equate it with the crucifixion.
After 30 years?
Yes.
Did you go home and did you give her what she needed?
Apparently there was just too much excitement and too much day. Because, no, that did not happen.
Oh, it didn't happen. How was dinner?
Steak was great.
So there was steak, no sex.
One
so,
down, one to go.
So what'd you do? Did you grind up something in her food to make her go to sleep?
How do you know?
Were the gifts received gratefully?
Very well, and she appreciated your birthday greetings, which I did pass along.
Wonderful.
So nothing happened last night?
No, other than steak, no.
You ever think about just jumping on her when she's sleeping?
Yeah, it doesn't seem right. It's like necrophilia.
Oh, you mean you've never done that?
No.
Never used to stop me.
Oh, I'm a big nighttime attacker.
That's what I hear.
Because sometimes I'm stressed out from the day,
yeah,
and
exactly.
I'll fall asleep, and then I'll wake up really very shortly thereafter,
yeah.
And because I've gotten that REM stage, I'm completely relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it'll be just a little tap, tap, tap.
Right.
You know, just a... Excuse me. How do you put it?
It is a little...
Hot, boozy breath. Weren't we talking about that when he says...
Yes.
When Don... One of the best terms you ever coined was when somebody's hot, boozy breath. I know it's nothing like super original, but you say it more than anybody else. And it's a wonderful visual when you're describing somebody at, say, a party or somewhere where you are, where somebody comes up to you and bears down on you with their hot, boozy breath.
Hi. Hi. How are you?
Did Aunt Lola have hot, boozy breath? Wasn't that an example?
Yes.
That was an example.
Yes, sure. Aunt Lola, there's another. Yeah. Thank you for reminding me about that, Buzz.
I don't think I'm abnormal. I don't think you're abnormal when you talk about in the middle of the night a little activity once in a while.
Although I'm not saying with Frida it ever got me anywhere, because it never did. I mean, there was never a time, I think,
no.
We married 25 years. I mean, that much I know, but there was never a time, except maybe when we were first married, when I could, you know, flip her over in the middle of the night and climb on top of her.
Yeah.
Most times I would be
rebuffed.
Yeah.
I think also most men are rebuffed if they do that.
But then,
I don't think there are women that really tolerate that. But occasionally you get permission.
But then I remember the argument, you know, this is like Frida's still alive, because the argument would then be, well, hold on, if you don't want to have sex at night, let's have sex during the day. And during the day, she would always be too busy to have sex.
Yes. Yeah.
You know.
Right. Things to do.
And that's.
Does it count as like a nocturnal attack if the person, you know, if the person, you know, completely responds to you and is fully awake, you basically wake the person up. Mm-hmm. And then they participate with you.
Now, are you waking them up in a non-traditional way?
You know,
way?
I asked that in a very
are you waking
concerned
them up?
Way.
Are you waking them up like this? I mean, are you
waking them up by
knocking on the sugar walls?
No, never.
No.
So you wake them up.
Yeah.
You wake up.
Well, you wake them up usually by, you know, by inappropriate touch.
All right. Here's what I would do with Frida. I would roll over and I would start petting.
That's what I would do.
And as soon as I would start petting, I don't care how long she had been asleep,
right. She
would immediately wake up and say, no,
no.
And she had no problem saying that. No, not now. And I would say, when? I don't know, but not now.
Mm-hmm.
And Buzz, you didn't even try that with your wife?
No, yeah, you have to get consciousness first, and that didn't happen.
So. Well, I don't think anything would happen.
Yeah.
Your wife wasn't unconscious. She was just sleeping.
That's what I meant to say.
Well, I mean, I don't think anybody can. Well, maybe there are some people out there that can actually, when there's not consciousness.
I'm sure there are.
Did Meredith Vieira talk about that on The View one time?
Yes.
I think she
said
she
was actually asleep when it happened.
She fell asleep while her husband was effing her.
During?
Now, but here's the thing that made me then feel bad about it, is that I didn't know this, that Meredith Vieira's husband in some way is a cripple. There's something wrong with...
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that fact, Mr. Gower?
Isn't he the examiner on CSI?
It's hey, listen,
Vieira.
Hold on, I'm not kidding about this.
No, he has I believe he has maybe MS. I don't know whether that's true or not.
Hi, Meredith.
All I know is...
I don't know.
Oh, this phone doesn't work. Come on, I know.
Are you calling back to Information Central?
Maybe she suffers from that condition from two Curb Your Enthusiasms ago.
I'm Googling it now.
Okay, that would be Meredith Vieira's husband.
I know.
And Buzz?
Yes?
I know you try to be helpful.
Always.
But I love your clever asides.
Yes?
You're driving me nuts by going to the computer to try to find this stuff out.
Okay.
Please, just be Buzz today.
You know how I love to help.
I know you love to help, but I love it when you just sit there and throw in the asides that people think we don't hear.
All right.
I hate seeing you looking for something that the producer should be looking for. And look at the next producer.
Yeah.
He's already where I've told him not to stand.
And I'm sitting over here just trying to feel better about myself.
I wanted to help that fan.
Because I feel a little guilty when I do that.
Do what?
I don't do it a lot, but when I've done that, when I've requested love in the middle of the... What?
Yes.
There I was. There I was.
I just want to get
there
you
I was in the middle of a sentence again.
I'm sorry.
There it is.
Mike feels guilty when he wants love in the middle of the night.
Right.
And is
thank
rebuffed.
You. Thank you, Don. Thank you for listening.
Right.
I know you do. I know, and I listen to you. Yes, Beth Ann?
Richard has multiple sclerosis.
Gee, okay. So MS. I guess that means I was right. I said MS.
So my thought is maybe he's met it out or maybe he's, yeah, okay, because she fell asleep.
You're indicating mitigating circumstance.
Meredith Vieira said on The View that she was having sex with her husband and she fell asleep. I say it's because the guy's got MS, that the guy maybe had a moment.
Maybe
you know,
a factor.
And it was like maybe he said, oh, things aren't working out. And
are you saying that maybe because of his condition, he has limited abilities to do that? Maybe when the opportunity presents itself, she's not going to deny him no matter what the circumstance.
Well, or maybe he was already, maybe he'd already parked his car in the garage.
Right.
Okay. And then at that point, the air started to come out of the tires. She falls asleep.
Oh, now you're reading much too much into it.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, no. How else could it be that Meredith Vieira, who's a pretty famous news chick,
yeah,
would get on The View and announce that she fell asleep while her husband was banging her?
I'm sure she's not the only person that's had that happen.
God, yep. I hope so.
That's pretty bad, don't you think?
What, that a woman would fall? I wouldn't be thrilled if I was on the receiving end of
There's
that.
There's no way that's flattering.
Well, there's no way it's flattering, but I also don't think it's there's any possibility wouldn't have people in our listening audience that have done that.
But if the guy's got MS, it's entirely possible that he's climbed on top of her.
And because he's and not like, able to perform?
And it's like, and you know, again, I don't know what the symptoms of MS. Here's what I know about MS. Martin Sheen has it, but not in real life. He has it on The West Wing.
Right. Okay. You can have it by a tremendous amount of degrees. You know, you can have it severely where you're not functional, where you even can't even breathe. you can have it like when it's where it's. You
I'm
going to
guess that that's what happened. That he climbed on top of her. He put his car in the garage. Then all of a sudden, the air went out of the tires, and she's laying there, and he's on top of her, and she just fell asleep, and then he just finished the job.
I think that based on the fact that women. In that particular situation, many times are not into it. We've had certainly the sexperts that have said that it's not beyond the realm of possibility that a woman would be so out of it and so just doing it to please her husband that she would nod out under any circumstances.
You think she'd stay awake for him? The guy's got MS, for God's sake.
She's got a very tough schedule.
Yes. No, but I'm not saying I'm taking the MS out of it. I'm saying that's probably happened with couples. I would imagine that's happened. I don't think it's beyond the realm of possibility.
Bye, B.A.
Bye.
That would only be with couples who have wives that are eager to please their husband.
Exactly.
That lets you out.
Or
oh, well.
Or seriously.
That lets you out. That lets you out, and that also lets me out, if even, yeah. You know, past us.
What if it really didn't even fit into the category of pleasing, where it was just like, okay, I will, and then you are so wiped out and you're so not stimulated that you nod out. Mm. I could see that happening.
It could happen.
What about Meredith Vieira's new game show?
Which one?
The one she shows in the daytime version?
Oh, the...
Who wants to be an MS sufferer?
Oh, God.
Who wants to have sex with a guy with MS?
Yes, I'm...
You come down and you sit in the big chair. It's a show Regis used to host.
Yes.
I'll lie anyway. Who wants to have sex with someone with MS?
Now, there's someone right there. Joy Philbin.
Uh-huh.
I could see her...
With MS?
Not with MS. Not doing it. Not falling asleep.
Falling asleep.
Listen, here's what I can see. I can see Regis never, and I mean never... Being able to get
to please,
yes, he could chew up Viagras like they were M&Ms, for God's sakes.
Yeah, well, he can't even trim his fingernails.
Is MS what Terry Garr has?
Yes,
I think so.
Don and Mike show. Hello,
Radio Gods.
Howdy.
We have a daughter because we, for whatever reason, in our sleep, have to do it.
Ho! Wait, now hold on a second. Women falling asleep, I can accept. You can't do what you do as a guy and do it while you're asleep.
Hold on a second.
Not completely asleep.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Right. Because we've all woken up in the morning with like that ZZ Top song.
If you're going to participate in the act, you got to do it conscious.
Well,
it's the best way.
You know, if you are... If you are, like, semi out of it.
Yeah. I'm not talking about semi out of it.
Okay,
I'm
so you're saying get asleep.
I'm just saying asleep.
Okay. Well, it was bad because we wake up and we look at each other at breakfast and say, did we get up on each other last night?
I believe that. I believe that can happen.
And so you made a beautiful child out of that?
We did. We did.
You were both kind of into it, but kind of exhausted, and you both did it.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, I believe that.
I don't buy it. You can't beg while you're asleep.
Rob, you have to take your personal circumstances out of this.
All right,
goodbye.
You have to think outside of the box.
Hey. Hold on.
Thank you.
I don't think she's like that. And that's a compliment towards Mrs. Spiewak.
Well, I'll pass it along.
Yeah. I don't think she's an outside-the-box girl.
Oh,
you know
now,
what I'm saying.
Now immediately I know where you're going with that.
Of course you do.
It's always directional with you, isn't it? It's always directional.
Carrie's a good girl.
I was talking figuratively. I was not talking about Rob perhaps requesting different garage for the car.
Yes, you were. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello. Hi.
Love taking the dirt road. Hello.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. Carrie's not dirty like that. I know she's not. For God's sake, she's the mother of one of my godchildren. Look at him. Look at him. He's not capable.
Look, I don't want to get into anything here. I really don't.
Uh-huh.
But I believe we have taken a survey on this show before.
Well, yeah, maybe,
be incorrect.
You know, maybe one night he was drunk.
Let's not
one
go
night.
Down this way.
Yeah, yeah. See, Rob, I didn't. What's that?
Out of my wife's own request.
Okay, no problem.
It's not a two-car garage there, though. It's not a two-car garage. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
And I would like you guys to answer honestly. When you ask your wife for sex in the night and she says no, does it hurt your feelings? Do you get hurt? Be honest.
Well, now, hold on. With Frida, I would ask her for sex. more during the day, during night, and I would always get turned down, and always told, you know, wait for the right time. I'm busy now. I'm whatever. After a while, it's like a sore on your finger.
I think
you get a callus on it, and you get used to it. That's my opinion, Mike.
I think that if I was to tap Carla on the shoulder and say that I'm interested in relations and she would turn me down, I would be disappointed. But
if you tapped her on the shoulder, you'd be quite a mess now, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't be
pretty kinky.
I'd be disappointed, but yeah. My feelings wouldn't be that badly hurt because, you know, you're requesting it from somebody who's not there, you know, and then your odds are probably limited anyway.
Hey, Carla, tonight I got a new idea. Can I tap you on the shoulder?
Shoulder sex.
Only if she's wearing her shoulder pads. Hello there.
But your feelings wouldn't be hurt, right?
No, they never
and
were.
And mine wouldn't either.
Because I built up such, you know, I'd gotten used to the rejection.
But it's also, and you know, you're requesting something that's kind of a long shot anyway, so to speak.
Right.
I mean, it's not going to happen, so
correct.
If it doesn't happen, if it does happen, then it's kind of a bonus.
Prepare. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Hey, did you give your wife the birthday push down the stairs?
No.
You know that?
No, never on holidays.
The birthday push.
Never on holidays or birthdays. Check your calendar. You'll see it's true.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just got to throw my argument on the side of Don saying that it is possible for a guy to do the act while asleep. And that's just because you guys were talking earlier about nocturnal emissions.
Yeah, but hold on. I did side with Mike to say that while a guy can be ready for it, I mean, you'd have to.
You can be semi-conscious, but I don't think you can be sleep. You can have
like
you know,
for instance,
one of those things that you have when you're younger.
Have you never seen a porno where there's a guy sleeping? And like, this is where pornos are just absolute like fantasy.
Right.
And the beautiful woman comes in and she says, yeah. Oh. You know, in her head, she thinks, how am I going to wake him up? I know I'm going to wake him up.
Right.
And then, like, she starts, mm-hmm. and he sleeps for a while. And I know it's pretend because
right.
it's porno, but it's based on real life. Could you bring that to a fitting end without waking up, do you think?
I don't think there's
no.
a chance.
No, not without waking up.
But here's the thing. Are there really chicks out there that would do that? I mean, chicks that would do that beyond... like the first week you're going out with her.
Let's go to the phones.
Boy.
Yeah, I see fish.
Now, here's the thing. They'll all call and say that they do it because they all
oh,
do.
Oh, you're going to get the calls from the I've been married for 30 years, and I still do
I
that.
Do.
When my husband's, I wake him up every morning that way.
Yeah, well, you know, those women are never honest.
Yeah, exactly.
But we need some real cows to call the show and tell us what. Yeah, there you go. That's a nice way to invite that segment of the audience to
I think
call.
I speak for a lot of men in the audience, too, when you say not a bad way to be awakened. Even if you weren't going to finish,
absolutely,
it would be a hell of a way to be awakened in the
Very
morning.
Nice.
This is an obscure movie reference, but seems to be kind of a theme today. The movie on HBO that they are running now constantly, and I hate it, with Ed Begley and Roseanne, She-Devil. I imagine that...
I've never watched it in its entirety.
The women who call the show and say that they do that to their husbands every day, that's what they look like. You seen Roseanne in that movie? It's when she's big, fat Roseanne, and she's got a big... almost like a mole like Fred Savage had in the
Austin
Powers
movie.
Yeah,
it's like Molly Russell's wart melanoma.
Right.
Buck melanoma, Molly Russell's warts.
Chicks like that to do it. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hey.
Yes, hello?
Hey, how you doing? I want to call Don and Mike. My wife actually showed me a video after she did me when I was sleeping.
She did it. She showed you a video like of the whole act?
Oh, my God.
I swear to you.
Somebody call the Olive Garden. I just made a load of lung butter.
I'm telling you, man. She told me that she did it one night, and I told her there was no way. And a couple of nights later, she told me again, and I said there's no way. And she pulled out the video camera, and she'd actually taped it.
Were you drinking?
I was asleep with my wife.
Were you drinking?
What's that?
Were you drinking?
She was.
Oh. I was completely asleep.
Had you been drinking?
No, I hadn't been drinking.
Did she finish the act?
Yeah, she did. I did, too. Oh, and I had no idea.
Okay, thank you.
Well, all right. I mean, I'm not prepared to dispute the guy.
Oh,
who knows?
He has the video until...
Hello?
What's the evidence otherwise?
Unless he was lying.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Wait a minute. He's a guy. Hold on. Of course he's lying. He was lying to her. He was pretending he was asleep and loving every minute of it.
We're doing great. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I am living proof because it's the very first time my wife and I ever did it when she was on top. And I was asleep. She got me where she wanted me to get to. And I woke up just as I was finishing, and she's never let me forget it in 30 years of marriage.
Yeah, but you woke up.
Yeah.
At the end.
Doesn't matter.
That was our point. I mean, no pun intended. We were wondering if a guy could go all the way without waking up. I mean, and by go all the way, you know, let the, you know.
Well, waking up is a figurative term. I was not awake like I am now. It was like, really, wonderful. No. I'm rolling
I'm
over
having
going
trouble.
To sleep.
I'm really having trouble trusting some of these guys that are claiming sleeping through it. Even that last guy, because I don't know whether it'd be possible.
Here's the thing about that moment.
I mean, you could probably do that, reach that point, and be asleep at the same time. You can have a dream, and that can happen. Mm-hmm. But it just seems to me that if somebody's participating with you before anything was to happen, you'd probably be awake.
You would not. During that moment, during that sweet release,
yes,
that 7 to 15 to 24 seconds, and I've timed it,
right.
Sweet release. Seems to me, this is now, I'm going to bring up an irrelevant point to sleeping or anything. I think I've said this before. But during that time, when you're getting ready to, and you're ready to, and then, when if you're like me, you announce it, Or like I would have to tell, and always with Frida, I would announce, it's happening. And then always, the first thing that I would always say afterwards, right, I'm sorry, because I'm so goddamn quick.
Okay.
So, here's the point. During that time, in between when I would say, I'm ready, it's happening, and the 24 seconds later, seriously, you could walk in and set the house on fire.
Sure, yes.
You could walk in. There would be, at that point, a man is powerless.
Yeah.
Tell me if I'm right or wrong.
You're right.
During that, and I'm not talking about during the buildup when you know it's going to happen.
Right.
But I mean, when it happens, when it's happening, someone could come and
stab you in the head with an ice pick.
Thank you, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. There you go.
It's another reason I think it would be awfully hard, not pardon the pun, not to wake up.
That,
right.
You know what? See, there you go. That's our two half of brains working together as one brain.
And look, I'm not going to say definitively that it couldn't happen. I'm sure it might be able to happen with certain. It just seems tough for me to believe.
I think probably a retarded guy could do it.
And I see that guy going, yeah, I had no idea, honey. I didn't know. And he was he probably was looking out the corner of his eye.
No, really? And
he's going,
I mean, this seriously. It'd be like a retard guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think a retard guy could probably be sleeping because he's not of regular mind to begin with anyway.
Boo-da-boo. Boo-da.
Yeah, right. Boo-da-boo.
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 I'm awake now.
Boo-a-boo-a, gotta change my pants.
Well, you're awake now, yeah.
Boo-a-boo-a, boo-a-boo-a.
How are you?
Have you met Tim Russert?
Bob Sheever's right over there. He's the host of Face the Nation.
Boo-a-boo-a.
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 I really don't. In that particular circumstances, I think there are probably a wide range of people that have had different experiences.
One more call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey,
I gotta call it BS.
Oral dies at the altar.
Yes,
well,
it does.
Not always. I mean, listen, I want to say this, at least during my relationship with my sweet angel, it did not die. It was definitely on hiatus.
It was on hiatus for a long time.
Boy, come on, special occasions.
There are women that just totally dig that. They dig that. That's one of the things they like a lot.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Bless them.
Unfortunately, most of those women look like, again, let's go back to Roseanne and She-Devil.
With the big old wart.
Correct.
Molly Russell's wart.
Got a break here. All that time that I talked about saving before, we've now wasted it.
We did?
No, not really.
I thought we were like right on time.
No, we're late. Now we're late again.
Sorry.
Now we're terribly
late. I'm sorry. I was asleep.
Mike, and you're the last call on this topic.
Hey, how's it going, Don Mike?
Okay.
Were you like me, kind of hoping it would be
a
woman?
Yeah, a girl.
Yeah.
That's another guy.
Hey,
another member of the Helmet Club checking in.
Yeah, you gonna tell us one of your great stories about how like you were in a coma?
A tale.
On the movie Clerks, at the very end, that girl went in the bathroom and there was a dead Jewish guy in there, and he was reading a porn mag, and she was able to do him the whole way.
Okay, are you talking about Clerks? That's a made-up movie, dude.
Hey, still.
Okay, thank you.
Still, Don.
Thank you.
Still.
Boy, I wish that had been a chick.
You're telling me that's not a true movie, Clerks. Ain't that a kick in the freaking head?
It sure is.
It's a marshmallow in the world in the winter.
Oh, God.
When the snow comes to cover the ground. Well, it's time to play. It's a whipped cream day. I wait for it the whole year round.
I might.
That's Regis talking about his whipped cream.
It's a whipped cream day.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.